From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Hello again and welcome to Scrapbook Marshall County History. I'm Glenn Broggett. This time around, we're going to learn about the history of the Warren Chief newspaper with former editor and owner of the Chief, Neil Matson. And the newspaper industry runs deep in Matson's family. His grandpa purchased the paper way back when, and even today, the Matson family has a hand in running the Warren Chief. It's a great look back at the history of a very fine local paper. Let's learn about the Warren Chief with our guest, Neil Matson, today on Scrapbook. Today, we're going to turn our attention over to the newspaper industry in Marshall County, and we have a very special guest with us to talk about the history of the Warren Chief. This man has plenty of great stuff to talk about, this lovely paper that's still in existence today. And let's let him tell the story about the Warren Chief.
I'm Neil Matson, and our family has been involved in the Chief for 127 years, and the Thief River Falls Times for 87 years. So we are pretty much a newspaper family. The Chief was started in December 1st, 1880, by A. Dewey, who was a relative of Admiral Dewey of Manila Bay fame. He did not own it very long. The railroad had come through in November of 78, and he sold the paper in 1881 and left for Fisher's Landing, where he started another paper. And he sold it in 81 to Charles C. Brown of the Grand Forks Plain Dealer. And Brown ran it with a manager called W.W. Gilbert. Then in 1881, he sold it to W.A. Atwater, who ended up owning it for about half a year when he leased, well, he still owned it, but he leased it to F.D. Pierce. And then in 1883, he sold it to W.R. Edwards. In early 1885 or 86, he sold it to Andrew Jackson Clark, who also owned the Banner at Argyle and the Leader at Stephen. Then in September 1886, he sold the Chief to H.E. Muzzy and J.P. Matson, my grandfather. Then in 18, my grandfather was county superintendent of schools and had come to Warren in 1882. Then in 1888, my grandfather, John P. Matson, sold the paper to his partner Muzzy and left to teach at Hope Academy, a Swedish school in Moorhead. And he taught geography, history, and pedagogy. Then apparently Mussey couldn't pay him for the Chief, so in May of 1890, he bought out Mussey and came back to Warren to live for the rest of his life and run the Chief. Mussey also started the Times in Thief River about 1912. Then in 1887, the merchants in Warren talked an attorney in Warren by the name of Stevens to start the Warren Register. So for two generations of the Stevens family, they operated the Warren Register and in competition with the Chief. And we kind of think that most of the merchants were Yankees. To a Scandinavian, that was anybody that wasn't a Scandinavian. They wanted their own people running the paper, so it was kind of a difficult time for the merchants. They had to decide who was going to win out. Well, the Matsons finally went out in 29. We bought out the Register. Our family outlived them. In 1923, the Times in Thief River had a fire and burned up all their equipment, so that they had to get it printed someplace, and we printed them here at the Chief for such a pretty long period of time. They couldn't pay the bill, so two of my uncles went over to Thief River, and my dad was a partner, a silent partner. He stayed in Warren. They ran the Times till we purchased the Times in 1886 from my cousins, and I got my oldest son to come home, and he ran the Times for 26 years till he sold it to outside interests in 2010. I attended the University of Minnesota School of Journalism and ended up working out on Long Island for a newspaper so I could prove to myself that I could make it earning a living for somebody that wasn't family. Then came back here in Warren in 1949 and ended up buying my uncle's 52.5% of the sheaf in 1972. I turned it over to one of my sons, Eric, in 1995. So he and Nancy, his wife, are producing the sheaf right now. Our Matson family's been pretty long-time newspaper people in Northwest Minnesota from 1886 to 2013. My grandfather, John P. Matson, and we named our oldest son after him. In four generations, we've had 23 male Matsons, and 11 of them have become newspaper people or printers. Right now, most of my sons have done other things, but two of them are newspaper people or printers.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios, located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.